a spoiler-filled review of Skyscraper, starring a bunch of folks you may know, even some you may not know. First being Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Neve Campbell, Chin Han, Noah Taylor, Byron Mann, and last but not least, Pablo Schreiber. So if you haven't watched this movie, you should definitely put this on pause, because I'm about to spoil the crap out of this movie. The synopsis is as follows, and you can find this on Rotten Tomatoes. Global icon Dwayne Johnson leads the cast of legendary Skyscraper as a former FBI hostage rescue team leader and U.S. war veteran Will Sawyer, who now assesses security for skyscrapers. On assignment in China, he finds the tallest, safest building in the world suddenly ablaze, and he's been blamed for it. A wanted man on the run, Will must find those responsible, clear his name, and somehow rescue his family who is trapped inside the building above the fire line. So yeah, this is exactly what the movie is about. Copy and paste, basically. It has all of the normal action movie tropes in there, which, you know, I expect as much as this movie will be, because, you know, it's one of those things where some movies will follow the line, and other ones will just go completely against that. And for this movie, I kind of thought the vibe would be your typical, you know, bang, explosions, punching people, action, The Rock, happiness, joyful ending. That's basically what it is. Because for his movies, I think I remember reading somewhere where there's not going to be any real sad endings for his movies. He tried to push as many, you know, happier endings for his movies as possible, which made me laugh a little bit, because it made me think of when Disney Rampage, and it's like, why did they shoot George? I'm sorry, like, for all the animal activists out there, he was a big gorilla kind of thing, and I'm sorry, he had to be put down. But they kept him alive because of that fact. Even after he got, like, wounded badly, he, like, came out of it, and he's good to go. It was kind of crazy. But back to this movie, Skyscraper. So the good about it, I felt that when it comes down to it, it showed a lot of layers for The Rock. He got to put out his dramatic chops out real quick, just because him struggling with that leg was a good little idea. I like the fact that him and Pablo Schreiber was fighting inside of the hotel. What's the hotel room? It's his apartment building. And you can see the struggle right there. And it looked very, very cool to see him, instead of using, you know, brute strength, actually think about his actions and move accordingly. So it's kind of cool to see that. Besides that, it was just action was pretty decent. The two or three scenes that were IMAX were pretty solid scenes, to be honest. Because when you saw it, it kind of brought you with it, and the camera kind of swung as well. So I like that effect when you see it on the screen. I didn't see an IMAX, as I saw it on regular, because I felt that if the movie's not shot mostly in IMAX, then I don't need to go see it. It's just one of those things where it's like, if only two or three scenes are in it, then I'm not going to go get the higher amount of movie ticket just to go watch those two or three scenes. So for me, he spent more time doing like IMAX-y kind of things than I probably would have. But for the most part, that was a great, great thing about this movie. Another thing I could find great about this movie was the dynamic between The Rock's character, Neve Campbell, and the two children. You actually believe that they're a family. Many movies are hard to put the family together and make it seem like they actually care about each other. This one did a pretty good job about it. For The Rock, his charisma is just off the charts, so I believe it brought the whole fam together. And then Neve Campbell was not bad as well, and the two kids was annoying to me, so I'm perfectly fine with that. Besides that, those are only major things I found that was very good about the movie. The things that I found that was bad about the movie was the struggle for The Rock wasn't as high as I would like it to be. I can be honest, it was not much of a struggle after the whole hotel/apartment room fight. After that happened, he didn't struggle not one bit from that point to the end of the movie. There might have been like one or two very minuscule setbacks, but it's one of those things where you knew he was going to actually win. There's no doubt about him getting knocked down or getting, you know, beat up really. He got beat up for like a half a second, and then he came back on top, like the next scene afterwards. Like, if you're that beat up, I don't know. It's just the limitations of the human body, I'm not sure. And it's funny, when I looked online, they actually showed a picture mock-up of his big jump and the physics of it. And it's funny because I thought about it, but at the same time, I was like, let me not think about it too much because then I'll be bagging real bad in this movie. His jump that was outside, he wouldn't have made that in real life. That's totally movie magic. It was one of the things where that jump, the crane was too low. So his jump, he would have missed it by quite a bit of distance on there. If he had the crane aim up a little higher, then it would have been perfectly fine. But not barring that aside, this movie, it really glorified the action quite a bit. And that's fine. But I like it when my heroes have quite a bit of struggle. I always go back to this one movie, John Wick, where he got beat up quite a bit. And I'm okay with that. I like my heroes to struggle just a little bit more. The beginning of the movie started off well. He struggled quite a bit. And then once it got past that room fight, there was no more struggle whatsoever. It was just him going through, him getting point A to point B, him rocking out each and every task I put in front of him. No one's being able to stop him, really. It felt kind of weird for me. There's no challenge for you. The only challenge you had was the building. And that's not a good enough challenge. I'll be honest, you're The Rock. The building versus The Rock, The Rock's winning, hands down. I'm sorry. That wasn't doing it for me. And another thing you could say is it was predictable from point A to point B. You could kind of tell what it would do and how things happen. When Pablo Schreiber popped up on the screen, I was like, he's going to be a bad guy. There's no doubt about that. His character's always back. When he first started off as a good guy, I was like, how long is it going to take for him to become a bad guy? So that's another thing for me, just how predictable this movie was. It's all right. It's fine. How would change this movie? So my hypothetical, for this movie to become a better movie, I would add in a ton more struggle for The Rock's character. It felt like for a person that had a prosthetic leg, he felt like he could do almost anything. And it was like, there wasn't that much struggle with it. I understand, you know, you're a strong individual, but when things like that happens to you, sometimes you need to have that's a bit more struggle, especially if they showed like the beginning years after he had the accident. I've been fine with seeing that. So he showed quite a bit of struggle, and then, you know, mix it in during a movie, just a little bit more struggle. Probably, you know, one of the kids being captured, and he might have to be like, I have to do this because otherwise my kid is in the way, or whatever have you. Something that great, that has more struggle for this character. For me, struggle in this kind of atmosphere is the best thing you have. Think about it. When you talk about Die Hard, there's struggles left and right in the movie. All great movies, especially for action, you need a lot of struggle. And it'll make the better payoff for the end of the movie. If you're not struggling whatsoever through the whole movie, it feels like you're a video game character. Like, for real, I felt like he just kept on going. I felt like Jumanji Part 2 or 1.5, where it's just, he couldn't be stopped. No one could mess with him. And he just kept on going. And that leg is magical because it could stop anything. I just wonder what it's made of. If it's made of vibranium, let me know, because it stopped that door in its tracks without bending whatsoever. But yeah, I'm stopped there before I bag too much on this movie. All in all, I thought this movie was a pretty solid movie, to be honest. Go definitely watch if you're a Dwayne The Rock Johnson fan. And that's basically it. So that's my review of Skyscraper. If you enjoy my review, please let me know down below. If you disagree with me, please let me down, let me know down below as well. I enjoy both feedback. You can find me on social media, on mostly all of them, at Dwight Antsy. That's DwightAntC. Again, that's DwightAntC. And I'll catch your viewers next time.